Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are certain players that are hitting it at the right time that, like Kirk Cousins, that's not going to be a bargain.
No.
That is not going to be a bargain. That's going to be an all-out. And, you know, good for Kirk Cousins because I don't think there's any other player in the league that I can think of. Maybe to some extent Baker Mayfield, but he was a first overall draft pick. Kirk Cousins bet on himself every single time. And he's coming off an Achilles right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Minnesota is supposedly trying to retain him.
Yeah,
So you got to believe that it's going to be north of $45 million a year.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's, you know, have your cake and eat it too with them. I think that they probably want to bring him back for a year or two and then draft a guy, and that would be great. But I also think that Kirk Cousins is like, I don't want to have to deal with that, man. Like, I want to go somewhere.
Well, Raheem Morris is a new coach.
Yeah.
New place, young and up-and-coming team, a fast team playing down there in Atlanta. I think that, you know, that would be a team that would go all in on a guy. Because they have all this young talent down there, and they just want a legitimate quarterback to see if he can get the most out of them. And they probably feel like they have a real shot at winning that division.
Yeah, I mean, they should. Anybody should feel like they have a real shot at winning that division because it stinks generally.
Right, and for him, I mean, you know, he's not going. There's nobody in the AFC he's going to go to. He's staying in the NFC, and he should stay in the NFC.
Yes, and I think that... Him, as I mentioned before, him coming off an Achilles, you don't have to worry about him coming in out of shape or he didn't do enough rehab. This guy's going to be in shape. He's going to be fine. He's going to be dedicated. He also probably doesn't want to learn another offense if he doesn't have to, but wherever they guarantee him the most money over the most amount of years, he's going to go to because he's earned that.
I could see Atlanta being all in here because of where their draft status is and because, you know, they've just been... They've been so bad for the last few years, ever since, they came out of that Super Bowl loss to the Patriots. They just have not regained their footing. And he would give them stability at quarterback. There is no question about that. So I could see them going all in, a big number for him, lots of guaranteed money, and at least a three-year deal.
And that could be something that happens today. We could find out today that is going down.
His agent's been on the phone.
You know that. Well, without a doubt.
And all of a sudden, Minnesota's back in the mix. If we would have talked about this, I don't know, 4 months ago after the injury had happened and everything, you would have said his time is done there.
Yeah. Well, that's the way I felt. But I also think that they're trying to trade up and they're not getting what they want.
Well, the other thing really you have to sit here and wonder about is like, okay, with Mac Jones going for a sixth round draft pick, I mean, what is Zach Wilson worth?
Nothing. They're not going to be able to trade him.
Can the Bears legitimately trade Justin Fields now for at least two draft picks?
Maybe like a fourth and a third next year or something, but nothing more than that. I mean, there's no way that if anybody gives up anything for Zach Wilson, they're crazy.
You know,
the Jets have to cut him.
It's like the Bills bringing back Trubisky, Russell Wilson going to the Steelers. You know, those seats are now being, you know, occupied.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Jones going to Jacksonville. And there's still a handful of guys out there like Ryan Tannehill. I would think that certain guys. Like Justin Fields to me is a starter type guy. If you're trading for him, you're bringing him in. And he's not coming in as a backup. He's coming in to be your starting quarterback. And there's only a handful of teams that kind of fit where he could go. And the Raiders would be one of them because of the offense coordinator going there from Chicago. So he would be familiar with that offense. The other one would be Atlanta. But if Atlanta is deciding on Kirk Cousins, then, you know, there's no way the Bears are trading Justin Fields to the Minnesota Vikings.
No, I would be shocked. I mean, now if they ended up giving some ridiculous deal, that would be something they couldn't pass up, and the Vikings were stupid enough to hand them a bunch of picks that they probably should never give up, then maybe. But no, that's the last thing you want to see. Is like, you know, Justin Fields potentially thriving in Minnesota with Justin Jefferson, and then maybe them potentially having a dud draft pick, which is probably not going to happen. But if it happened that way and worked out that way, that'd be super embarrassing. It'd be the end of Ryan Pace.
It's hard to find a spot for Justin Fields because with the trading of Mac Jones, that tells you that New England's taking a quarterback with one of those top three picks.
Yeah.
They are taking a quarterback. So they're going to need a backup as well. I don't know if they go for like a Ryan Tannehill or somebody like that because right now it's Bailey Zappe and I'm not even sure who else they have up there.
Do we find out where Saquon goes today? You think that's done? Or you think it's going to drag out a little bit?
With all these running backs that are available,
a lot
right
of
now,
them, man.
There are. But man, if you were the Cowboys and you went all in right now for him,
can they though? With all the money that they spent on Dak and the offense, and could they go all in? Like, were they going to give him more than $12 million a year?
No, I don't. You know, I don't know. I don't know if it's that much, but it's still him going to the Dallas Cowboys. And in an offense that is going to be one of the best offenses in the league.
Yeah, right. Certainly it would be very, very enticing for a guy like Saquon.
And I'll tell you right now, if I sit here right now, I would have to say that they are the favorite as we sit here right now in the NFC East, given all the things that are going on in Philadelphia.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say the favorite to land Saquon Barkley. That would have been exciting. But yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that they're the favorite in that division.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.